League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey guys, Lance Erline here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5, brought to you by Zadok Jewelers, KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston. It's John and Lance.
Ich bin der von Klon und Unstein, hi there.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell here with you for the next 3 hours on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Lance is at the combine, right? Okay, so, Lance, I don't remember this report card thing. It's really, really, I love it because it brings out all of the worst things that every organization does.
It's great for radio.
It is great for radio, but is this something relatively new?
Okay, so let me tell everyone what John's talking about. The NFLPA, the Players Association, they poll their members, and I don't know how many respond. That's something that's you got to get the response level. But they poll their members, the players, on a variety of topics, cafeteria, the way staff treats people, all this stuff. And they poll every team's players to give a grade on – you know, on these different areas. There's like 8 to 10 different areas. And the player, and they turn it back into the NFLPA. And the NFLPA released, now this is the first time I remember seeing this.
Yeah.
I think it's been out before. I think I kind of remember hearing about it.
But I don't
this
remember.
Is the first time it was a hardcore story. They released their grades for all the organizations. And the most notable information is that Super Bowl winning teams had terrible grades.
Yeah.
Tampa, terrible. Kansas City was like bottom of the barrel.
Yeah. Well, the worst organization was the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah. And that's predictable.
Yeah. Here's their report card. F minus. As an improvement from last year, the team decided to offer dinner to players once a week. They ranked 30th overall in food taste. They ranked 31st overall in food freshness. They only provide 3 meals a day on Wednesdays, one of 2 teams that do not provide 3 meals a day throughout the week. They do not open their cafeteria on the off day, even though players are coming in for extra work on that day. The players want what most other teams have, 3 meals a day, the cafeteria to be open and operating on the players' day off. Not surprising, the Chiefs are the cheapest franchise, right?
And won't you mean the Bengals? Yeah,
the Bengals. I mean the Bengals are the cheapest franchise. The worst owner in the NFL? F minus?
Chiefs.
Clark Hunt.
Clark That's Hunt. That's shocking to me.
And he was like, hey, what do you guys talk? What? Well, no practice facility that he's been promised. Improvements to all of the facilities, which they don't have, and they deserve as, you know, the best football team. And they're not getting anything out of the Hunts.
Well, I think he had a reasonable excuse. He said, hey, guys, we couldn't upgrade the locker room last year is because you won too many games and went too deep in the playoffs. So it threw off our schedule.
Well, okay. You guys keep on winning and look what happens. Keep winning and look what happens. Plus, I got to give all this money. I got to spend a lot on my – is that his daughter, the Miss Missouri?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Oh, Gracie Hunt. Go look her up. Oh, she's, I think that's his daughter. I'm pretty sure that's his daughter. Yeah, Gracie Hunt is, by the way, she got lit up after the shooting at the Super Bowl parade. She's out there, she's putting on Instagram her with the trophy. just sitting there modeling with the trophy. Then she went, "Ooh, but I do love all the people that got shot."
You know,
I'm sorry.
you see a lot of those movies where the kids who didn't have to do much are going to ruin the business. Gracie Hunt feels like the type. If they ever gave her the wheel,
things would go poorly. I don't care, though. She could do whatever she wants.
Yeah, she looks a certain way where John's not going to care.
Where do you think – who was the worst coach in the NFL?
This is how disaster strikes. When people like John says, she can do whatever she wants. That's how disaster strikes.
Listen, if I'm the judge, not guilty. Not guilty.
Can't do that because she's blonde and she reminds you of like 25-year-old Wendy or whenever you met Wendy. Because that's how old she is. She's 25. And yes, she is Clark Hunt's daughter.
Yes, and she won Miss Missouri.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about the money he spent on like his three-story office or whatever. There's a room, I think, either in the Chiefs facility or somewhere where it's extravagant. It's all Clark Hunt's, and the players are like, what about our locker room?
Hey, our locker room
all
sucks.
All we do is win for you, and our locker room stinks.
Worst coach in the league.
So I want y'all to know, NFL, in most cases, is behind the top college football programs. The college football programs have more money to do more stuff than NFL. People I've talked to who sell data packages, the pro football focuses, the catapults, all these groups, Zebra, they will tell you that the NFL, and I know this for a fact too, NFL is like they can't find any money for anything. There's some unbelievably cheap owners. And college, do you just tell us how much it costs? We'll just write the check right now. We don't even care what it is. Just fill it in here.
Well,
you
know, that's
you've seen A&M's facility, John.
Yeah. No. But here's the thing: here's the difference, and there's a big difference between NFL owners too. NFL owners, some are specific. Their business is the NFL, where other owners have other businesses and made all their money in other businesses.
Yeah, that's true.
They're the ones that spend the most money on the NFL. It's just a toy, as opposed to their revenue comes from the NFL. And so there's a big – the Bengals, that they've always been that way. The Hunts have always been that way. The Adams have always been that way. The McCaskies have been that way. They make their money off the NFL team, so they spend less. And they're considered cheaper.
Well, and the Houston Texans got a solid grade. And the Houston Texans are known to be a good organization in terms of the things that those players are looking for. They make an attempt. I mean, and they always have.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Although now it's their primary income is the NFL team, as opposed to Bob, who had Cogen and sold for whatever, $7 billion, whatever it was, and the McNairs have plenty of money, so you know, and they've never been afraid to spend it. They spend it on, you know, they spend $5 million a year or $10-12 million a year on getting coaches to go away. So they're not afraid to spend money at all. We've never said that about the McNairs. Worst coach in the NFL, not surprisingly, it was Josh McDaniels. He got a D. In stuff like communication with players, how you care about your players, all these things. The best coaches in the NFL, Andy Reid, Dan Campbell, and Kevin O'Connell. Best coaches, A pluses from their players.
Kevin O'Connell's beloved. That guy's a nice guy.
Yeah. Where did DeMeco fall? Well, after A's for Sean McDermott, Zach Taylor, Mike McCarthy, Sean McVay, Mike McDaniel, Nick Sirianni, Mike Tomlin, Kyle Shanahan, and Pete Carroll, DeMeco Ryan's got an A-.
Wow.
Along with Jonathan Gannon, Sean Payton, Brian Daboll got an A-, Doug Peterson, Shane Steichen, Frank Reich, and DeMeco Ryan's, all A-.
You notice the coaches got good. You know, I'm surprised. We got to start this show. We're going to spend this time trying to ferret out who gave him the low grades to bring him below an A.
You know,
I thought he was going to finish in the top five or six. That's a little bit crazy.
Well,
I'll tell you who probably did that. Kenyon Green.
Well, and here's the thing. If you are a disgruntled player and you're like, this place sucks, you suck, everybody sucks.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Mecole Hardman, if he would have filled out the Jets?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stephon Diggs, I bet Buffalo's not there. I bet Stephon Diggs gives every team every year Fs.
Yes, you guys, this place sucks, and this is what you're going to get.
Minnesota sucks. Buffalo sucks.
So the AFC South, most surprising takeaways from the 2024 NFLPA survey. The Colts have some subpar training conditions. Colts players graded their training room a B-, their weight room a C, and their strength coaches a C. They say they've got a low quality of standard for each. The Jaguars lack acceptable child care. The Tennessee Titans, they say they have poor travel conditions. They had an average of, or below average grades in every category except travel, which got an F. They say they must sit in the back of the plane in small seats that they typically don't fit in while the staff sits in the more accommodating first-class seats. That's every team sits travels that way, though. Every
team. Yeah, because guess what? You're going to start just letting some players sit there in the first-class seats?
Yeah.
That's going to create even
no,
more
No, no, that happens everywhere. That's how – now, you do only have – you have that middle seat open for the players. I don't know how they do it. If they're bringing a lot of people on the plane, you know, sponsors and whatnot, and the players have to sit three across, that's a problem. Always with the Texans, when I traveled with them, the middle seat was open
for
the
players. There's so many players. You know what I always thought would be great, John, is get one of those, like, bombers, like from World War II or whatever, that are, or from whatever, you know, the kind that's hollowed out inside, and you can just put a bunch of troops or a bunch of stuff in there and just let guys sit in that. Like, you know, that seems like it would be better. Just pile in about however many people it is, 80 people into one giant bomber, and that would be better. You can put some blankets in there, some pillows, people could lay down. It's better than sitting in, you know, those small seats. Just give them a whole hollowed out plane.
That's an interesting thought. That would get an F. That would get an F minus from the
player. Now maybe the Titans are doing that.
Yeah. The Houston Texans, what do you think the players complained about? There is no sauna or steam room in the training room. Okay. Most NFL teams have a sauna, a steam room, or both at the team facility. So the fact that the Texans don't have one is a bit surprising. I do remember, a steam room or a sauna. They do have a whirlpool, but yeah, I guess there's no steam room or sauna. Well, I mean, we're getting a little bit, okay. All right.
What?
Hey, what are we getting? Princesses, okay?
Oh, here we go.
Okay. You don't have a sauna?
Their bodies, John, it's their bodies and their choice for how they want to take care of it. And I think that because they are playing a physical sport, if there's certain things that get them ready, you need to be more considerate about the things that get them ready.
Yeah.
By the way, what's the sauna? Like, what's a steam room do for you? It makes you sweat, but what does that do?
It opens up your pores, I guess, and I don't know.
What? You have better skin or what?
I guess.
Like, what is it? It's got to be.
That's why they want it?
Do you get ashy, Del?
Do I get ashy?
No, do you get ashy in a steam room? I don't know.
I don't spend a lot of time in a steam room. I just know.
No, steam room is humidity.
It moisturizes, right?
Yeah, you don't get ashy that way.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The players are like, hey. Okay, I don't want to buy all this lotion.
No,
open up a steam room.
They
for
want
me.
What? You think?
I don't know.
They don't. Well,
I don't know. I've never complained about a place that doesn't have a steam room.
They
most
don't
of the private jets I'm on have steam rooms.
What are you talking about? You complain when people bring you free food and they don't bring fries.
That is kind of true.
You complain about
carpet only is the scourge
what
of
are you talking
man.
About?
Okay. And so is wind now. I'm really upset about wind.
It was windy last night.
It was windy. It's been windy for the last week here, and I'm about sick of it, too. Okay? That's enough.
How do we make this about you again?
Well, there is something that we do need to speak of, and I didn't even realize this was a thing, but I was listening to Jeremy and Joel yesterday, and they had something that I was like, really? We'll talk about it on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But right now we're talking about Republic Boot Company. It's the rodeo. Hey, listen, so much fun, this cook-off. Yesterday or the day before was the kickoff of the rodeo. Everybody's going out there. You got to have your cowboy hat. You got to have your boots. But you want to buy a pair of boots that is going to last you forever. Listen, you don't have to customize the boots because at Republic Boot Company, you get the 1836 boots, and they are going to stretch them to fit your foot perfectly, okay? And these are boots that you could, that start at $395 that you're going to own for the rest of your life, okay? I walked in, they have suit jackets. Now, when, you know, I mean, it's a little bit different, Western wear suit jacket, but it is totally sweet. I saw this jacket, I said, I got to have this, all right? I need to get a cowboy hat from them. I don't have one, but they specialize in boots. They are 100% leather. They are perfect. If you customize a boot, okay, it will last you forever. It's going to take a little bit of time, but if you want rodeo ready right now, you've got it at Republic Boot Company. The first thing that you're going to notice is the smell. It just doesn't get any better. I'm telling you, this is Texas history right there. Plus, on Fridays, you go over there, you drink and watch. They've got bands in there. It's so much fun. It is Texas, 1133 East 11th Street in the Heights, or go to republicbootcompany.com.
Loot and Rain rule. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, so the Texans suck because they don't have a sauna, right, in the team's facility. So that's what they got. They got dinged for that. For those of you just listening, NFLPA had a survey of all the players, and they had their gripes, and they also gave, you know, big ups. Andy Reid got big ups. As a coach, D'Amico got an A-. Andy Reid got an A+. Kevin O'Connell also got an A+. And one other coach, I forget who it was, got an A+. And Josh McDaniels was the worst of all of them. Not surprisingly. Ron Rivera didn't get good grades either, by the way. He was second to worst. but Joel and Jeremy were talking yesterday. Was it yesterday or the day before? Whatever. But they had, you know, trash or, I don't know, they do some kind
of... They do a segment?
Yeah, they do a segment, trash it or flash it or something.
I don't think it's flash it.
I don't know what it is.
Probably cash it.
Cash it?
Trash it or cash it. Probably something like that.
Probably something like that.
Probably something like that. One of the questions was that the Texans will need a new facility within the next 20 years.
When's the last time they built one?
2000?
A
new stadium.
Oh, a new stadium. Well, they're probably going to ask for one. A 40-year stadium? That doesn't happen in the NFL anymore.
Well, and here's the thing is, do we, as a people in the city of Houston, need this? We've attracted, with NRG, we've attracted the World Cup here. We've attracted a lot of concerts and other sporting, huge sporting events, including Final Four, NCAA, college football championship, all of these things we've attracted here. But is this building going to hold up? Do you think we get another Super Bowl? That was their thought, we're not going to get another Super Bowl unless we build another stadium.
Hold on. Stadiums only last like 24, 25.
In Atlanta, they last about 4 years.
Well, the next 20 years would be 40 plus years. At the end of that run.
Yeah, we're at 22 years now.
So I ask you guys, would they build one or would they be outpaced by all these other stadiums? You have the new one in LA. Miami has refurbished theirs. We know we've got I don't think they'd ever send one to Buffalo, but there's a new one there. The Titans are going to build one. We know Vegas has a new one.
Yeah.
Dallas will always get Super Bowls.
Well, and is it worth to get these high profile and big money events here? Because
you be dead when it's time to make the decision?
That's a better question. That should be cash it or
trash
it.
If so, why are you spending time on this? I already know that you don't care about things that are not going to affect you. This will not affect
you. Well, no, I care about that
and Houston. I already know I'm dying in 4 years. It's already been told.
Well, right. But I care that Houston is going to continue to – I do, because my kids and everything else, we want Houston to flourish.
Do your kids live in Houston?
No, but they might someday again. Okay. And they're from Houston. They're Houston. Understood. They're Texans. They're Houston. So I don't know. Wow, that is – I was like, really? A new stadium? Is that what we're talking? Is that a possibility anywhere in the next 10 to 15 years?
I guess it might be determined if they start missing out on things. The Texan Stadium obviously went into use in 2002. These are the stadiums that have been built since. As far as Super Bowl destinations, some aren't going to get them no matter what. Arizona, we've got Indianapolis, domes. They'll probably may be there again. We know Dallas, MetLife. Going back to New York, questionable. San Francisco, U.S. Bank in Minnesota, Mercedes in Atlanta, Allegiant, and then SoFi. And then the Titans are coming on with one. I don't know if they'd ever send one to Nashville.
Oh, it'll be terrible, no matter what.
Well, I know how trash our organization is. So you're talking about – and then you got – include Miami, who will always be in the running. So there are a number of stadiums where newer or been refurbished, and New Orleans I think might be getting a refurbishing too. So at some point – so they could be out of the – out of that rotation, and maybe that's what gets them to build another one, or at least remodel the current one.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's the question: is getting these events, these huge soccer matches, these huge NCAA tournaments, NCAA college football playoffs, getting these events, is it worth spending the $1 billion or more that it's going to cost?
More. It's going to be more than a billion. Like to refurbish, it would be in the millions. To build a new one, you're talking now the price tag is like $2 and $3 billion.
Yeah,
that's the problem. You just can't start. But I'll blow you away right now. The Astrodome lasted 30 years. That's it. We're talking about this is we're going on 8 more years, and then you've reached Astrodome open in 1965 and was effectively closed from at least a professional football venue. In after the 94 season.
No, 2000. 99.
Oh, because they had baseball. 99. They had baseball. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. I'm thinking of football. So
it was 35 years.
So that's 35 years. 35 years. So that's inside the time frame. That's inside the time frame of what we're talking about. But I just can't – look, I don't think the facility is great, but it's a mixed-use facility, which is everything has to be mixed-use now. All your buildings, like at SoFi, not only are all the – I mean, they have places for it's enormous, and it's got not just the sports venue, but they've got a concert spot there that we know because remember before the Super Bowl they had concert area. They've got every kind of mixed use media centers in there, offices. That's what it has to be. So if NRG did something, I don't think he'd break it down to the ground. I think it would have to be some kind of massive build out. And that would include knocking down the Astrodome and turning that into mixed-use spaces as well.
And let all those rats free in the city? That's what you want to do?
Here, you didn't hear me at the end. What I would do, bunch of cats. And just have a bunch of cats standing outside behind on leashes or whatever. And then you unleash the cats. Probably need about 1,000 cats. And then you unleash the cats. And I don't live in the area, so I don't care if it's rats versus, rats versus cats. That's not my concern.
What if you had to sleep in the dome one night? You get no flashlight.
No flashlight?
No nothing.
No thanks.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, absolutely not.
One night you have to sleep in the dome. What kind of punishment would that be?
That would suck. No. It makes me mad. We've had conversations about the dome dating back to our 6-10 days. This is the dumbest thing in the world that we just keep this place here because people look at it as it's history.
Ain't nobody coming here.
Torn down every day.
Well, it ain't like the Colosseum.
It's
in
the
Rome.
Parthenon for Houston.
It's what?
It's the Parthenon for Houston.
No,
people
it's not.
Come here
it's
and they
not.
Visit it.
That's
and they
the
want to take pictures in front of it.
It was 1965. It ain't
not ancient Greece. Type
no
stuff.
It ain't. It ain't the Colosseum where the the lions and the Romans were. No,
it's Gulf Coast Stonehenge.
Although, if they'd have been as short-sighted as we are, there would be no Colosseum. Back in in 0900 if they'd have said, you know what, this thing,
we gotta get
it's
rid
an
of it.
Eyesore. Look how it's falling apart.
How are we going to get people to the lions versus human fights?
Right.
We're going to have to rebuild.
we need new torture chambers, okay?
We've got Look humans how we, fighting to the death.
Yeah.
How are we going to get people interested in this if we don't have better seating?
it was if they'd have thought like we do, then there would be no Colosseum or Parthenon today. Thanks, Dell.
Where would Stonehenge be?
You're short-sighted.
Where would Stonehenge be if everyone was like, tear it down! We got to get better seating for this druid, what, temple, whatever the hell Stonehenge actually is.
This place is a dump.
It's old.
I got
how
news
old
for you.
This is.
That's,
what
you
would
know
NFL players say about having to play in the Parthenon?
Guess how old it is. Same as Rice Stadium. Okay? You think the Astrodome is old.
Well, no wonder Rice ain't getting
Rice Stadium.
Rice ain't getting rid of that. No, Rice Stadium's way
older.
They
hosted a Super Bowl.
Yeah, Rice Stadium's old.
Rice Stadium hosted lion fights.
No, but you know what?
Look, back then when those Super Bowls being played, there was probably a live animal in the field at Rice Stadium. I just don't know if it was fighting anybody or a human.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Will you bring your mascot? It used to roam the sideline.
Yeah. Live animals, I'm sure, have been on Rice Field.
Yeah.
But beyond the actual, is it an owl? Is that their mascot?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you mean, is that their mascot?
Everyone knows
it's a Rice
owl. Do they even have a mascot?
By the way, shout out to Rice. Only Rice and A&M made the list of top 100 colleges in the nation. How about that? Texas fell out.
Top 100? Texas isn't even at the top 100?
No, A&M actually finished. A&M was the only top 50 college. It was A&M was 38th overall in the, according to Wall Street Journal's annual ranking of America's 400 best colleges. A&M finished 38th, and then Rice cracked the top 100 at 64th. Texas came in at 118.
Wow.
Houston downtown.
What am I doing right now?
Well, one of your horns down is obscured by Lance's on remote picture, but John is throwing up down the horns once again.
Well, I'm just saying they're down to 118. We're 118.
You don't have to do that.
We're
every
118.
Time the Texas Longhorns are mentioned.
How about Sam Houston beat Houston? Sam Houston 206, University of Houston 208. Wake up, Baylor was 331.
Baylor?
Yep.
Wow.
This is very disrespectful list.
And I'm their medicine. Their medicine.
Very disrespectful list here.
Are you going to get? Apparently, that's like Canada over Baylor Medicine is like going to see a Russian doctor now. What?
Princeton, MIT, 1-2, number 3.
What
Stephen
is?
F.
What
Austin.
Was 1-2?
Princeton, MIT, and then Stephen F. Austin.
Stephen F. is not third.
Stephen F. is ahead of Harvard because all that controversy about anti-Semitism.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. That's not a good
place. They dropped to four. Stephen F. made that move up.
Nope. All right. When we come back, we got to hear from Nick Caserio. And we'll get Lance was there. We'll get some thoughts on that next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, though, we got to talk about Chastain Ford. This is it, people. And the only place to get your Ford truck on your F-150, 2023s. We're towards the end of the month. It's truck month right now. I don't know how much longer this is going to last. You got to take advantage right now. The best time to ever buy a truck is right now because you're going to get 1.9% financing for 72 months. You've got the trucks on the lot right now. You're not going to get add-ons or markups, okay? As a matter of fact, you're going to get discounts that you're not going to get any other time of the season. They have got to get these 2023s. They're brand new trucks. They're just the 2023 models. They got the 2024s that they got to get out as well. But they got to get these 2023s off the lot so they're making deals. This is the best time. If you need a fleet, if you are just thinking about trading in your truck, you got to do it now before this month ends, because it is truck month. And the only place to do it is at Chastain Ford, because they're not going to add on. They're not going to mark up. They're going to give you the best deal they possibly can with the best service they possibly can. I love them. You'll love them. You'll join the Chastain family at ChastainFord.com. You can do it all online, or you can get to 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now, without prompting, I guess he knew that the question was going to come. What are you going to do about Nico Collins and extending him, right? So Nick Caserio met the media yesterday at the Combine, and here's what he had to say about the Nico Collins contract situation.
We have some flexibility relative to financial commitments that we might be able to make, but you don't necessarily have to use all your money up in 1 year. And I've talked about this previously. Really look at your team in sort of two-year increments. So whatever you don't do this year, that money's going to be used in future years. I'm sure I'll get a question here very soon about Nico Collins. That's coming. So that could be a player that maybe he's a part of the future. So you're dealing with the present. You're focused on the short term. But part of our responsibility is to kind of think ahead a little bit. So, and just try to make good, sound decisions for the team and the organization.
So, the question is, first of all, if you're Nico Collins, do you want to get the free agency? Secondly, would you take, I don't know, it's not a hometown discount, but not hitting free agency, do you really know what the market is? If he has an even bigger year next year, yeah, he's going to be a one in the league and demand whatever money that is. What do you, and if you're the Texans, what kind of contract do you give him? I mean, do you treat him as a one right now?
Well, you push him up to, I mean, there's different levels of ones too, right? I mean, there's the elite wide receiver money, and that's going to be different than what Nico gets. He doesn't get that. Everyone who's a wide receiver one on their team, and everyone doesn't hit the same. Nico doesn't hit the same Tyreek, A.J. Brown, Jamar Chase, he's not going to hit that. So, yeah, I think you push him right up to a number. You know, you offer him in a neighborhood of $18.5 million a year. You maybe guarantee a little bit more of it. You try that, and you give him a five-year deal. That's a pretty good where you can potentially get out after the fourth year. There's no cap. That's usually how those things work anyway, where there's no cap restrictions after 4 years, or maybe you guarantee a big chunk of it, and it's a five, you know, just I think a 5 year deal at about $90 million is maybe close to 100 is where I would start, and I think that's a very reasonable deal for him to get guaranteed money now, not worry about down performance, not worry about injury. You're locked in. Would the Texans do that? I think they should. I don't think he's going to get worse, but. You know, Bobby Slowick isn't going to be here long. He's probably going to be here one more year, and I expect him to have a good year with C.J. Stroud and everything around him. So he'll be a hot commodity. He'll probably take one of those jobs next year. So, you know, you hate to think your entire offense is tied to one coordinator, because it's really C.J. more than the coordinator. But coordinator is pretty equally important in this one. So, you know, you'll want somebody – I don't know if Gerard Johnson will be here. I don't know if he would be the next in line. I would think so, because one of the things that, you know, is the San Francisco, is the Shanahan model, is you bring guys in quality control coaches. You bring in assistant coaches at positions. You want everything to funnel up. So if you bring in – this is a conversation I had very recently – and that's the model, is you don't try to bring them in from outside. That's why the Shanahan tree is known for producing these talents, is because they want everything to originate from inside the organization. So I would think Gerard Johnson is going to be a guy who might be next up as a play caller. But he also was in the middle of interviews this year too. So it's going to be interesting because, you know, you don't want to tie Nico Collins' long-term contract to just the play caller. I think it's tied to the quarterback more than anything.
Yeah, no. Well, the question is right now, are you sure that he's a number one? Are you sure? I mean, certainly he shined after Tank went down. He was good before then, but boy, he just took another step. Is he going to take another step? I mean, there's a lot of things. If I'm him, I might not want to sign an extension right now. I might want to prove, hey, I'm a number one in this league, and I don't want, you know, I'm not going to take a hometown discount. I want to get out on the free agent market. That's risky business, but it's also. Yeah. It's also so both teams, there's risk on both sides for both these sides. Casario also talked about the cornerback market. Here is Nick on what's going on out there with the cornerbacks.
Steve had a great year. A lot of respect for the way Steve handled himself and the way he played this year. So I'd say similar to a lot of other players, we kind of worked through the process there. There's a lot of good players that are out there in free agency, including some of our players. So we're going to have somebody out there playing that offense thing. So we'll kind of work through it here in the next few weeks to kind of see where we end up.
I don't know. Who was it that he was?
He said Steve. He's talking about Steven Nelson.
Oh, Steven. Okay. But then he said, you know, and also our players. I don't know.
And he said there are quite a few players out there in the market, and we'll have someone playing opposite of Stingley. Don't worry.
Yeah. Steven Nelson had a nice year. Are you guys okay with coming back with 21 and 24?
Lance?
We lost him.
Lance is gone.
Did you think some syrup got caught up in the equipment?
Can I tell you what happened during the break? Like, you know, Lance is not on a normal Comrex. I guess he's on his phone. We had an equipment issue, oddly enough.
It sounds okay, though.
Yeah, but it sounds fine. But that wasn't the issue. You could tell he took the equipment that he's using into the bathroom because there's just a loud flush during the break. Like, he couldn't even leave it in a different room. He subjected me to whatever he was doing in that bathroom. And I just happened to check if he was still around, and just a giant flush in the middle of him. I'm like, all right, man, sometimes the mic doesn't need to go everywhere with you.
I am listening to everything you say.
And did you take your phone and the microphone into the bathroom?
Absolutely not.
That's a lie.
That's a loud flusher you got there. Is your neighbor, the Bengals, Buffalo Bill, is he hearing how loud you're flushing? He knows every time you go to the bathroom now.
Well, he hasn't knocked on my door for any more conversation, so he may have heard some of the show yesterday.
So for those of you who don't know, you weren't here. Lance has got a Buffalo Bill type of neighbor at the hotel.
But not like Bill's Mafia jumping off of a bus onto some tables.
No.
That kind.
Buffalo Bill, like, is she a great big fat person? That Buffalo Bill.
Like Silence of the Lamb character.
Right, that one. The Silence of the Lambs type. Who knocks on his door.
Double-wide butterball.
Who knocks on his door and wants to talk about offensive linemen, okay? Because he hears Lance. I mean, those. I don't know. Where are you staying? A Tweety Motel? Where are you?
No, I'm staying at the Westin. It's a nice hotel.
It's a nice hotel, and yet he can hear through the walls. He's trying to break into your room.
Well, it's one of those doors. You know the doors that separate rooms?
Yeah. Why is he
thought he's just going to just try to open the door, just come on in. Hey, man, I heard you talking offensive line. No. The door's locked. Don't come in.
Wow.
And it's 9:30, and I'm on a podcast, and none of this is okay.
Yeah. So anyway, apparently
there was no flush.
Dale
may have heard me blow my nose potentially.
No, that wasn't a nose. That wasn't a nose blow.
First of all, I had mute on, so I don't know what you.
Well,
heard.
You did have it at that point. I heard flushing.
Curious.
It's not curious.
Only maybe loud.
Maybe there was an explosion outside the hotel.
Well, maybe you had an explosion, and
maybe
then you
was
it.
An explosion inside the hotel,
inside a particular man's room.
Yeah.
None of this is true, guys. Don't listen to Dell. He's a known liar.
That's slanderous, actually, what you just said about me—a known liar. Now he's blowing his nose.
Now he's blowing his nose. Is that what you heard, Del?
See, that's what you
heard. I did not hear that.
That's not what you heard,
I heard a bloop, and then I heard a flush.
That's how I clear my throat. Listen.
Did you hear a bloop, plop, plop, plop?
Bloop. Sound like you need to drink. It sounded like you need to drink more water.
First of all, I could hear everything you guys are saying. I was in the bathroom, but for something else, and I did reconnect my phone to my wired connection. Mm-hmm. And I could hear you. You couldn't hear me. Yes, I'd run it back with 24 and 21. That's fine. I heard y'all talking to me, and then I heard Del. I've got to tell you about something, like a little snitch. I've got to tell
I'm
you
like
about
Mecole
something.
Hardman. Leak it. I leaked your game plan. Your in-break game plan.
You're such a Mecole Hardman.
Scoring the game-winning touchdown in the Super Bowl. Thank you.
Yeah, that one. Okay, so you would run it back with Steven Nelson.
Yeah.
How many years are you going to give him?
I'd rather have a safety. Oh, Steven Nelson can get a 3-year deal with 2 guaranteed. Nah, I don't even want to do that, actually. I think we can get better. If Steven can play nickel and we can still target a cornerback, then I would do that. I don't know if he's inside, outside. And there's actually some really good nickel cornerbacks in this.
And draft. How much is he going to cost you?
I don't know. Does he want to take – is he from here?
No, he's not. I don't know. No. Yeah.
I was going to ask him to take a hometown discount.
Well, but he wants to be a Texan for life. But who doesn't?
We've got to really work on getting somebody who, like maybe rappers or pretty girls, to say, hey, you know, I'd really like for you to stay here, and try to like cajole them into taking hometown discounts so we can have more cap space.
Right. Yeah. Well, rappers will get that.
Women can talk guys into doing a lot of things that is against their best, you know, best interests. If we could get somebody to just say, hey, why don't you take a little bit less so you can stay here and hang out with us, you know, in the clubs and at restaurants or whatever. And then, you know, then you never heard from her again, but you're under contract. So sorry. Thanks.
Yeah. It kept James Harden here for a while, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We got to break it here. 713-780-3776 on the other side. We've got more to talk about from the combine. We will do that with and including that Mecole Hardman story. We got to tell that. I mean, it is getting ugly between Mecole Hardman and the New York Jets. Do that on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5. Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. The number to hang out with us here on the show. Lance is at the Combine. The big story from the Combine was all the grades that the NFL Players Association gave out to teams. Worst team in the NFL, the Bengals. Worst owner, Clark Hunt. And it's Clark Hunt, Ian. It's Clark Hunt. According to the Chiefs, he's the worst owner in the NFL. The Texans graded pretty well. DeMeco got an A-. The Texans were in. That's what the Texans are, right? The Texans are what, a 40-degree day, right?
Yeah, but 40-degree day is cold. In the wire, it meant one thing. In Houston, it's like, ooh, this is cold.
No, it's freezing here. And I want to thank you for that. It's freezing here today, just so you know.
People are wearing North Face coats, puffy coats.
Yeah, because it's freezing here. Because
I walked home from eating pizza last night, and it was 30 degrees. And after, I guess it was 0.7 miles, I'm like, huh, this gets a little chilly.
It got you. It was a little chilly for you?
It was a little chilly at 30.
Yeah, 30's chilly.
A little bit of wind. I was like, huh, this is interesting. It is a little chilly.
Apparently.
Oh, by the way, Del, I ran into a girl named Carmen who works at Fox. She works at Fox Sports. She does writing. She covers the NFC North. And she's Chicago Italian. So she had one of those horns that John talks about, too. She had a necklace with a horn. I said, is that a horn? And she said, yeah, that's a malacchio or whatever it is. And it's so I'm like,
no, it was a colacchio.
Are you sure it's colacchio?
Yeah, let me see.
Are you sure, Mr. Italian?
Because she said
I don't know. Italian. We never called it that.
Carmen Vitale? Is that what you're talking about? Vitale is how you're talking about?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe so.
NFC North for NFL on Fox?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's her name. Okay, Carmen Vitale. Yeah, that's who it is. Oh, you're right. It's Corneclio. Anyway, you're right, John. Anyway, so she starts talking about pizza. And she's like, and I said, okay, wait a minute. I said,
it's a cornicello.
Yeah, and I said, listen, my work wife is from Chicago.
Do you like that description for yourself,
no,
John?
No.
And I said, he's forever gotten mad at the idea.
I thought you said she was from Philadelphia. I couldn't hear you. You were in a crowded restaurant.
Yeah, we were just in the restaurant / bar. That's
just so you know, Nicole, they weren't alone. They were in a crowded restaurant.
Oh, yeah. I was with Omar Ruiz and Bucky Brooks. Well, Bucky had just left. And I also found out Omar Ruiz was in the movie Bring It On. But anyway, I'll get off topic if I keep doing this. So anyway, I was talking to her about she's from Chicago. Her dad was from Philadelphia. Her mom's from Chicago.
Oh, that's why.
Mom is Polish. Dad is Italian. She's Italian. Kind of like you, that whole setup. And she said, and she had the little Italian horn on. I'm like, oh my God, it's the Italian horn. And she said, yeah, yeah, yeah. And so we were talking. I said, okay, you're from Chicago. She said, yeah. I said, okay, my radio co-host swears he gets so mad when people talk about Chicago deep dish. She goes, because that's not Chicago pizza. It's the thin crust. She said, it's the thin crust parlor style is Chicago. And you really know you're getting a Chicago pizza. If you see somebody put it in a box, that's not Chicago pizza.
No.
You see them put it in paper. She said, when they put it in the paper wrapper, yeah. You know, it's like, she said, they put it in there, they roll it up, and then staple it. She said,
yes,
that's how
yes,
you got
yes.
a real pie.
Oh, I got to talk to her again. I couldn't even hear you. So he's telling me this, I'm like, I can't understand you. Okay. I got to talk to Carmen because she's real, okay?
She knew everything. She was saying the same stuff. She goes, okay, here's the different Italians. First, you got New Jersey Italian. They're the ones who are like what you think of as stereotypical mob and all the douchebags. She goes, that's New Jersey Italians. New York Italians are a little bit more refined, but they are mobbed up somewhere in their lineage. She said, but they're a little bit more snooty, and they're more the classic Italians, not the stereotypical. Then you go to Philadelphia, and they're a hearty people. They love family. She said that in Chicago are very similar. Chicago Italians and Philadelphia Italians, very similar, only Chicago Italians are a little bit more rough around the edges.
Yeah.
A lot of them have backgrounds on the south side of Chicago. I'm like, you're talking exactly. I said, this is exactly my radio partner, rough around the edges. And she said, is he a man of the people? I'm like, well, he flies in jets and goes to Diamond Club. She goes,
Greek. That's not true.
That's Greek. That's his Greek side.
Yeah, but listen, where is she from? Did you find out?
She's from, I can't remember where she grew up, but then she lived in Lincoln Park. She lived in Wrigleyville by herself. She's engaged to a guy who does a big NFL podcast on, he used to work for the Dallas Cowboys. I can't remember his name, but she was like, everything she said about Chicago and everything, I'm like, oh my God, John would love you.
Yes. Next time. So I can hear you better, but I got to talk to her. I got to
find. I'd never even heard of this. That you put a pizza in some.
You put it in paper and you staple it. That's exactly what happens at Palermo's. I'm telling you, you guys don't know nothing about nothing.
She gave me a pizza place she loved, and then she goes, "Gino's trash." No one goes.
No, nobody goes there.
She goes, "That sucks." The other one, she said, "Lou Malnati." She goes, "That's okay. They'll do both. They'll do the thin crust and they do the other."
Yeah,
so they'll
but
do
Lou Malnati's is okay. I mean, it's a tourist thing. Gino's is a tourist trap. Lou Malnati's is a tourist.
She
trap.
Was like, but there was a place that she said that's
there
the
are
spot.
Places. There are small places that are the best that are just so good that nobody knows about, but you know about it in your neighborhood, and that's where. And it's the same with the beef. And the, you know, the Vienna beef and the sausage and the hot dogs, everything. That's how you get your own places in your neighborhoods. And that's what I love this girl. Love her.
Oh, no, she's Italian.
Well, you're going to see her again. You got to tell her that. I couldn't hear her. And we got it. We need to talk. Okay.
Yeah.
I need to find out where she's from. I got to make sure that her dad's okay with this fiance. That's what I got to make sure about.
Yeah. And he's not Italian. So there's some.
Vitale?
And I said, okay, do you watch the Bears? He said, yes. I said, I said,
oh, the kid, the fiance's not Italian.
No, his fiance's not Italian, which is causing.
I don't like these mixed marriages, but okay.
Aren't you in one?
I know you want to keep the blood clean, John. No,
aren't you in a mixed marriage?
I'm in a mixed marriage, but yeah. She's Cajun, though. She's got, you know.
That's really
She's
mixed.
Got ethnicity, so it was okay.
What?
Yeah. She spices her food, Dale.
You can't just be like a mutt, like Lance. You can't.
I ask. What she said? This is what she said. This is a little uppity. She said, I said, is your husband, is your fiance Italian? She goes, no, he's a mutt. He's like Northern European mutt.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow.
Yeah, you
that
can't.
Came off really.
Calling people mutts is, yeah.
Mutts is a little
aggressive.
Mutt. No. And he's basic. So it's a problem. I got to make sure her dad's okay with this. I'll find out. We'll work it out.
Might be too late now.
Maybe not. I mean, they're not married yet.
Are you going to stop a marriage?
I don't know.
May.
You don't know. We don't know if we can talk her out of this. We don't want to mix the blood.
What a day for that gentleman. He had Lance, and now John's going to try to break up the marriage.
Now.
Yeah, what about your son-in-law? Is he a mutt, too?
Oh, yeah, he's a mutt. Oh, yeah. I would hate to dilute the Italian blood.
Yeah, too late. He's already done it.
Too late, Pat. Too late, okay? But listen, it
beautiful
turned out okay.
Granddaughter, yes.
Charlie, little baby Charlie, it turned out okay. All right?
For now.
Yeah. No. She's no.
Unless he turns out to be a king butter.
Oh, no. Pat is not a king butter.
Well, they didn't know king butter
that's
was
my,
king butter.
For those who don't know, that's my sister's ex, who my ex-brother-in-law, who literally legally changed his name to King Butter.
And now what is he? He's got some
Reverend King
Butter. Reverend King Butter. Yeah. All right, Pat,
man
if you ever God. Turn into Reverend King Butter.
I don't know that I'd say man of God. He just likes to perform.
No.
He just likes to perform unauthorized, you know, weddings.
Well, my tongues?
But here's the deal, though. My son-in-law makes his own pasta. So
he
tries hard. Well,
he's
you know what? I got to give him the effort. He's a mutt, but he tries.
Have you tasted his gravy?
I have tasted.
Is it any good? Eh? Does he make his own gravy?
He does with his own tomatoes from his garden.
And you say eh?
No, it's good. It ain't.
What could it? It's
it
not
ain't mine, but it's good.
Okay, it ain't yours. Okay,
it ain't mine,
but it's fine.
Right? Yeah, it's good though.
No, listen, beyond the look,
I just love that he tries. That's all.
I sent through Instagram. I don't have her number, but I sent our number to Carmen. So we'll see if she calls in.
Okay,
you're
going to
introduce another woman you've met to the show.
Yes, because John needs to talk to her.
I
we get two real
her.
Italians. We get people who put their pizza in paper, which I didn't even know was a thing.
Yeah, and
I'd never
it.
Even heard of this.
And you staple it. Yep.
I never even heard of this. There's no way you see that Houston anywhere.
No, you don't. No, I've never seen that. No.
Yeah, that's why your pizzas get all smashed up and there's cheese all over the top. The box is what a civilized person
No, that and the box is what you put a deep dish in, and that's why no one ever gets it. That's why it's terrible. Time to talk about Aqueduct Plumbing. It's wonderful. Now, if you eat a lot of pizza, you could upset your own plumbing. This could happen, okay? Listen, the holiday season is over. I know it was a busy, busy time for Billy and all of his people over at Aqueduct Plumbing because people blow up bathrooms in the holidays, okay? Now, here's the deal. Easter's coming. Are you going to have people over? And if you're going to have people over, they're going to blow up your bathroom. And if they blow up your bathroom, you need Aqueduct Plumbing. You need and listen, doesn't matter when, how, what. You might need a plumber at any time. You never know when it's going to spring a leak. Have you had your pipes checked? Have you had your tankless water heaters? Have you had them all cleaned out with all the resin that's in there and the residue? You've got to get that stuff cleaned up. You have to do preemptive stuff, and Billy is here for you. Not just the emergencies, but you got to have them for the emergencies. Lance, preemptive.
Preemptive. You've got to do the hydrostatic testing to make sure you don't have a leak in your system. Because what happens if you have a leak in your pipes and they're galvanized and you've never had them changed, that water starts to erode all the soil underneath your home, creates voids where water will come under there and stay there. It can seep through your slab. I've gone through all this and I know that. Make sure you get your hydrostatic testing done today if you have any concerns, and they will let you know and give you at least peace of mind that, yeah, no leaks, everything is good. If you do have a leak, then they can address that with you at that point. But they're a trustworthy company who does big jobs, small jobs, and preemptive work as well.
It's aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.